Okay. Okay. So I think we should begin because people have families and schedules and whatever time you happen to be on. So really just to thank Michael Gottesman, who was the Ruach HaChaim, last time and this time for arranging. I guess he's got also a list, which he put together.
I got help from other people.
Yeah, so all those who helped as well. And I'm sure there are people, who we don't have, but we can add to the list if we want to try to do it again in the future. But it's really very, as I said last time, it's very meaningful and moving, for me to see all the different faces and the names. And I wish there were an opportunity, to, I see some people, my regulars here as well. So it's good to see them, too. We don't want to ignore, the present generation. But some of them I saw last night. But as I say, it's really very moving and meaningful to me to be able to, find a way, to stay in touch in this way on Chol HaMoed. And, we look forward to doing it one time, maybe a hybrid, right? Michael was even suggesting that a little bit, as I recall, to do it in person, and also by Zoom for those people who are able to do it, right? But I'm away from the city right now, so that wasn't going to work so well this time. But just to thank him and to, thank all of you for coming. It's really, as I say, very appropriate to spend some time on the Moed, together. Not just a matter of nostalgia. The Rebbe-Talmud relationship certainly includes this nostalgia, but of course it transcends that, in a significant way. It's a continuous relationship. And this is a good way to use technology to intensify that kesher. And I see Cleveland people, I see Yehuda's there. I'm not going to say each person because I didn't get to this year, and I know you all have schedules. But just, just seeing all the faces and the names, I'm only in the first box. So Kal Vachomer, I guess. I'll just look for 1 second, the other boxes. So I'll get, inspiration. And then we'll start with the shiur. But some of you get, mazel tovs and recent children. So we'll do that as well. But it's really very, Gabi's here. See Michael, Corin. Okay. Yoni. Well, again, I'm not going to go through each one. But Yair. Ellie Gams, I see. So, Aaron, because we have Chicago represented several times over, I see. And so, Nachbar. So it's really just a pleasure to have everybody. We'll try to make the shiur not so long, so you can get back to your families, and then maybe we'll stay on a little longer just to say hello to whoever we can. So what I'd like to do tonight is speak about a particular Rambam, which is a little bit puzzling and has attracted the attention of the Ravid, of course, and all of Nosei Kalim, and many Achronim throughout the generations. And I also think that some of the approaches to understanding that Rambam are relevant, even really crucial to understanding the mitzvah of the Dalet Minim. And they're also significant, like in overlapping ways. There's probably, one primary solution to the puzzle, but some of the suggestions actually are complementary, at least conceptually. So from that point of view, it's worth mentioning them. So let me begin with the Rambam, and I'll tell you a couple of Mahalchim, that the Rav suggested, and then I'll just suggest my own. And we'll see how they connect. Okay, so let's begin with, we're going to go a little bit backwards instead of beginning with the psukim, the Mishnayos and the Gemaras, which we'll discuss a little bit afterwards. I'm going to begin with the Rambam. We were able to send out the Amar Makomos a little bit, Michael?
Yeah, I sent it to people an email. I also posted a link on the chat. If anybody's having trouble, just send me an email or a text or a chat, and I'll try to find the way to get it to you.
Right. Okay, great. So, well, let me just start by saying that the Rambam in Hilchos Lulav really consistent with the pattern in Hilchos Sukkah, but both of them represent an anomaly, you know, relative to his normal presentation style, we could say, in Yad HaChazakah. Typically, the Rambam begins with Psukim and the Mitzvah, almost always. And when he doesn't, you know, there is undoubtedly, you know, a very good reason, you know, why he doesn't. He begins Hilchos Sukkah, something we've spoken about in the past as well, not by speaking about the mitzvah of yeshiva b'sukkah, that he only gets to 2.5 prakim, you know, later on. The Rambam has 3 prakim dedicated to Hilchos Sukkah. It takes him 2.5 prakim to get to the mitzvah of yeshiva b'sukkah. That's not our topic tonight. When it comes to lulav, it's not quite as dramatic, but he also does not start at the beginning. Instead, he starts by describing the minim of the lulav. In Perek Zayin of Hilchos Lulav, right, the Rambam, you know, starts as follows. Perek again, through Perek Vav is Hilchos Sukkah. Then the Rambam says, Kapos Tmarim Muras Batorah Hein Chariyos Shel Dekel. And then Halacha Beis is the Esrog, Priyetz Hador Hamur Batorah Hu Esrog. Gimel is Arvei Nachal Hamur Batorah Ein Elan. Kol davar hagadol al nachal elamin yadua hu nikra arvei nachal, and then of course he follows through and he discusses anaf eitz avos as well. It's only in halacha hey, right, that the Rambam finally codifies and formulates, right, the mitzvah itself. And the truth is that once he formulates it, you understand a little bit why he began as he does. He says, Arba minim elu, mitzvah achas hein, ma'akvin zezeh, v'kulan nikroin, mitzvahs lulav, v'in posum hein, v'in mosifin aleim. I'm going to get back to all of this. V'im no nimsa'achot mehem ein mevim tachtav min acher, hadom elu. That's the first time the Rambam speaks about the mitzvah. And then he repeats, seemingly, the word mitzvah, but for good reason. Mitzvah min amuvchar le'egod lulav v'hadas harava la'sosan shloshtan aguda achas. And then he talks about ukushen, when you take them, ukushu notlam, la'tzeis bahem, mevarich t'chila al netilas lulav. Again, it's just very fascinating that instead of formulating a mitzvah to take the lulav, right, he assumes the netila that talks about the bracha, a little bit of kol mitzvos mevarchen aleihem over latziyasan. But while he says arba minim elu mitzvah achasein uma'akvin, right, he doesn't quote the netila right then and there. And I think, as we'll explain, that is that's extremely significant. He has the, you know, bracha. He talks about holding a derech gidei lason, about the eged, which we'll get back to as well. And then he concludes that you could take it with an eged, without an eged. We'll get back to that. Avlam lo haya ala min echad, o shechosro min echad, lo yital ad shei matzei hashar. And then he says, kamanota mehen, lulav echad, esrog echad, shnei badei arava, Shlosha Badi Hadas. Finally, he gets to the closest to talking about an actual netila, which till now is strikingly absent. He doesn't say mitzvah litol or, you know, lakachas or lakachtem lachem, etc. Instead, it's kamanot, just like in the previous halacha, it's assumed that you take them. Now the question is, assumed that you take them and when you take them, the bracha that you make. Now he's assuming that when you take them, you're taking a certain specific amount. And that's where he describes, kamanota mehen, lulav echad, esrog echad, shnei badi arava, shlosha badi hadas, etc. Bimratza lahosif bahadas, here's now we're getting to the more obvious difficulty. So the Rambam says, kadeshiti aguda gedola mosif benoyim mitzvahu. If you want to add to the hadasim, you can do that because it is aesthetically pleasing and therefore that justifies the tosefes. Aval shara minim, right? But when it comes to the other minim, ein mosifin al minyanam, ve'ein gorin mehem, v'im hosif ogara, lo pasal. Well, im hosif ogara, there are two girsos. One is lo pasal and the other is pasal. So, so far I've just pointed out one basic point which is expressed in several subtle ways. The Rambam begins by focusing on the chefts of the minim. The Rambam doesn't formulate frontally or directly netilas haminim, but assumes it, and again continues to focus on the minim, both with regard to the bracha as well as the numbers. And now I want to discuss the substance of what he says here, which is problematic, and that is the Rambam speaks about what happens if you add to the number that is required of the minim themselves. And he's mechalek between hadasim, because of noi, and everything else. Shara minim, ein mosifin al minyanam, ve'ein gorin mehen. He equates tosefes, seemingly, and giraon, right, adding and subtracting. Ve'im hosif ogara, here's where you have the two girsos, either lo pasal or pasal. As the Nosa Kalin point out, whichever way you read it, you have a problem. If you say lo pasal, so then you have the problem with the giron, because the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yishmael. There's a Mishnah, a debate between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva. Excuse me. And daf lamed dalet on the base. The Mishnah says Rabbi Yishmael omer shlosh adasim shtei arevos lulav echad esrog echad is in the Mar Makomos. I think it's the second one. Rabbi Akiva omer kishem shelulav echad v'esrog echad kach hadas echad v'arava achas. So there are some Rishonim who think that maybe we paskin like Rabbi Akiva, certainly b'di'eved, but the Rambam clearly paskins like Rabbi Yishmael. Once you paskin like Rabbi Yishmael, if you take less than the requisite amount, pashtus is that it's pasal. You haven't fulfilled the mitzvah. So the girsa of lo pasal is very problematic, and that's something that Nosa Kalin point out. Again, there are some outliers who suggest that maybe the Rambam thinks that b'di'avad you paskin like Rabbi Akiva, and the Rabbi Yishmael is only l'chatchila, but it's not ma'akev. But clearly that's very problematic. The Ravid and most of the Nosa Kalim had the other girsa because of this, and that is v'im hosif ogara pasal. The problem with that is that you're then assuming that if you take more than one lulav, more than one esrog, more than two aravos, hadasim being the exception because of noi, that passels everything. And the question is, where did the Rambam get that from, and what is that based on? There is a tshuva of the Rambam about arava, and some question whether he was chozer and expanded, to arava from hadasim. That, to me is less significant. It's clearly, at least when it comes to lulav and esrog, the Rambam's position remained as he states it here in Yad HaChazaka. What is the problem? The problem is, how do you know that being mosif in the number, but the same min, would passel the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav? Where does that come from? The Ravid, as I say, attacks it directly. The Ravid rejects it. The Ravid says, Omer Avram, Lo Shema. By the way, this is in the Mar Makomos. I'm reading it, but this is on page 2, I'm guessing, and it's again the Hasaga of the Ravid and Halacha Zayin. The Ravid says that Omer Avram Lo Shemati Ba'Olam Paslus Bazeh V'Lo Iser Tosefes V'Girua. So the Ravid says actually two things. Number one, he says Lo Shemati Ba'Olam Paslus Bazeh. There's a debate how to read this Nisuach of the Ravid. Does he mean that in general there's no psul for being mosif, at least when it comes to the minim? Or does he mean me'olam lo shamati paslos bazeh, meaning when you're dealing with the same min? I mean, what would the Ravid say about another min? Let's say you were mosif, a lemon, or something of that sort. That's not clear in the Ravid. He certainly thinks that this particular configuration, being mosif extra lulav, being mosif an extra esrog, being mosif in the aravos, that, he says, lo shamati me'olam paslus bazeh. We'll get back to that. V'lo iser tosefes v'girua. But this, of course, is even more important. He says, we never found that there's a violation or an iser of tosefes v'girua either. Now, this too is a little bit gnomic. Does the Ravid mean that lahalacha, there is no baltosif for lulav? In general, there's no psul and there's not even an isar, even if it's a min acher? Or does he mean, again, in the configuration of the Rambam, where we're dealing with oso min? So he's saying, number one, there's certainly no psul, there's not even an isar. Heichan matzinu, that you're not allowed to add to the number of the minim. If you take the view that the Ravid statement here is not limited to oso min, but refers to other minim as well, then we need to contend with some other issues. And that, of course, is that this Sifrei, when he talks about, Baltosif and Baltigra, gives several examples. One of the examples is Lulav. So certainly, the Sifrei is of the opinion that there is a Baltosif, there is an Iser of being mosif in the minim of the lulav. There, of course, seems to be another min beyond the four. So again, if the Ravid is speaking only about the number within the same min, that wouldn't be problematic. If he's speaking more broadly, what does he do with that particular sifrei? Moreover, the Gemara in Masechet Sanhedrin and the Gemara in Sukkah, each in different contexts, seemingly suggests that there is an iser to be mosif min acher, right, to the dalad mina. Gemara in Sanhedrin is a reference to the sugya of zakin mamre. Right? It's a Gemara here on daf pei chesamid beis, which I do have in the Mar Makomos. Right, the Gemara says, 1 second, this would be, 1 second. On the bottom of page 2, number 8, the Mishnah says, Chomer b'divrei sofrim b'divrei Torah. Ha'omer in tfilin k'dei lavar al divrei Torah pater, chamesh tatafos lahosif al divrei sofrim chayiv. Very remarkable Mishnah and remarkable sugya, that in addition to what we normally identify as zakei mamre, somebody who renders a psak against Bezin Hagadol in a consequential area of halacha, where there is kares and chatas, and things of that sort at stake. According to this Mishnah, there is another category of zakin mamre, and that's this category where a person, wants to be mosif, let's say, to the batim of tefillin. It says chamesh totafos lahosif al divrei sofrim. In the context of that, the Gemara discusses other cases. Gemara says, Amr Abelazar, Amr Yoshia, Eno chayv lo davar shikara medivrei Torah, Perusha medivrei Sofrim, Yesh ba lahosif, Nim hosif goreya, The Ein Lanu Ela Tefillin Alibed Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara itself there asks, Vayika Lulav, isn't there also Lulav? Right? Dikara Medivrei Torah, Perusha Medivrei Sofrim, Yesh Ba Lahosif, Bim Hosif, Goreya. So the Gemara clearly thinks that the din of Kolamosif Goreya, meaning that there seems to be some sort of Baltosif, and as a risen Tefillin, and that there's also Psul, Kolamosif Goreya. So the Gemara says, Belula my Sphirlan, is Sphirlan Lulav Torah Eged, Hailuchu Dekoi Vailuchu Dekoi, is Sphirlan Ain Torah Eged, is Sphirlan Torah Eged, Garua the Omeidhu. Okay, so the Gemara says that if it's a Lulav Torah Eged, then it's already Pasul, you're not Posul in it, it's simply Chatzah Shel Psul. And if Lulav Ain Torah Eged, then the Gemara uses the expression "Hai l'chudei koi, v'hai l'chudei koi." But b'pashtus, this Gemara is suggesting that lulav. The Gemara discusses so tzitzis, lulav, tzitzis, tefillin are all examples of baltosif, and that you would even have a situation of kolamosif goreya. You just may not have the circumstances of zakin mamre. We'll get back to that. So when the Ravid says that there's no Isur Tosefis Vigirua when it comes to the Minim of a Lulav and that there's no Psul, what exactly is he referring to? So if you look at the Nosa Kelim Alatar, they have two readings of the Ravid. One is what I said before, that is that the Ravid is talking about Ba'oso Amin, and he's assuming that all the other, which is probably a good assumption, that the Gemara in Sanhedrin and the Gemara certainly in Sukkah, which I'll get to in just a second, and the Gemara, and sorry, the Sifrei, are all talking about adding another min. They add another min, that's Mosif as an Iser, that's Mosif, which is Goreya, and that solves that problem. But Mechitesi, how does the Rambam know that within the same minim that you still have this halacha? That's Mechudash, that it's Goreya, maybe they, how do we even know that there's such an Iser? How do we know such a thing exists? That's one possibility. The other possibility is, if you look very carefully at the Gemara that we just read in Sanhedrin and the Gemara in Sukkah as well, and that is to suggest the distinction between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim across the board. And I'll explain what I mean in just a second. The Gemara says here in Sanhedrin that if you hold Lulav Tzarech Eged, like Rabbi Yehuda, then it's Garua V'Omeid. And if you hold the other way, then it's Hai L'chudei Koi V'Hai L'chudei Koi. When the Gemara says Hai L'chudei Koi V'Hai L'chudei Koi, according to the Rabbanan, the Ulvein Tzarech Eged, when it comes to being Mosif B'Minim, you can understand that in different ways. One way is that what the Gemara is saying is that there's no Baltosif whatsoever, certainly no Daltosif Daraisa, not even Iser Baltosif, when it comes to a lulav, if you don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Only Rabbi Yehuda, who believes that lulav tzarech eged, believes in the Iser Baltosif for lulav. And that might be the pshat in the Sifrei as well. Some of the Nosa Kelim on the Rambam, and Nosa Kelim on the Shulchan Aruch, and Simon Tafresh Nun Aleph, suggest that the only Daraisa Baltosif you can have in lulav is according to Rabbi Yehuda. There's another possibility, and that is that the Gemara doesn't have to be understood as saying that, and the Raiva doesn't either. Maybe with regard to the din of Kolamosif Goreya, meaning that the Baltosif's effect is to disqualify the entire mitzvah, maybe that's limited to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds it Lulav Tzarech Eged. When the Chacham say, Hai L'chudei Koi V'Hai L'chudei Koi, they don't deny that there's Baltosif, an Iser Baltosif. They just think that you violate Baltosif, but Hai L'chudei Koi V'Hai L'chudei Koi doesn't, you know, disqualify, it doesn't undermine the mitzvah itself. In which case, even according to the Chachamim, maybe there is such an issue. When it comes to the Gemara in Sanhedrin, I'm going to get back to this a little later, there's another, perhaps, another suggestion, And that is that the Gemara is dealing specifically not just with Baal Tosef and not just with the Giron of Baal Tosef, but with applying Baal Tosef in a way which is consistent with a different method of Zakin Mamre. In other words, where the Hora of the Zakin Mamre is Mekalkel, it's posel, it kind of, you know, undermines from within. It's not enough to say Garua V'Omed for that reason, right? So the Gemara is basically saying, you don't even get close to that if you say Hai L'chud Eikai V'Hai L'chud Eikai. But the din of Zakin Mamre may very well be something, you know, that could apply for Rabbi Yehuda if it wasn't for the fact that it was already Garua V'Omed, unlike Tefillin. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin is very challenging, and reading this Ravid, we'll get to the Rambam in just a second, in light of this becomes very significant. The truth is that the Ravid himself in Hilchos Mamrim, I for some reason didn't get a chance to put this on the Maror Mekomos. Apologize for that. But if you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim, there are actually two Rambams in Hilchos Mamrim, two Ravids in Hilchos Mamrim. And in light of this, probably we do need to take a more complex approach to both the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim in Perek Beis, Halakha Tes, has a famous discussion of Baal Tosef. Hov yesh lebezin ligzor v'lesar dover amutar v'yamod yisura ledoros v'chein ish lahater yisurei Torah lefisha. Famous, important formulation of the Rambam. He talks about Basar B'Chalav and Basar Oaf, etc. Ram talks here about Baal Tosef and Baal Tigra being adding to the Torah, very much like the Ramban in Parshas V'Eschanan. The Ravid in Hilchos Mamrim rejects the Rambam completely. He thinks that what the Rambam describes, which is adding mitzvos, claiming a Durabanan as a Doraisa, the Ravid says that has nothing to do with Baal Tosef. And I'm going to pick out the important line. V'lo timatze iser mosif ela b'mitzvos asei. Kagon, lulav, tefillin, tzitzis, kiyotzebehen, bein l'shah, bein l'doros, Ben Shekovah B'dvar Torah Ben Shalokava. So the Ravid says explicitly that in Lulav there is Baal Tosef. Does he mean only Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda? Or does he mean even according to the Chachamim there's Baal Tosef, just that it's Hai L'chud Eikai V'Hai L'chud Eikai, and therefore maybe there's no psul? Or and that what he's talking about in Hilchos Lulav is Min B'Mino, not when you're Mosef something which is not Mino. Similarly, in Perek Dalet Hilchos Mamrim, here the Rambam and the Ravid codify the Sugya in Sanhedrin, talking about Zakin Mamre, that's why it's in Hilchos Mamrim. V'im lo, says the Rambam, Tavi amachlokas li dekach, hariz apator, chutzim mitzvos tefillin belvad. Ketzad, horosh shemuta lahosif totefos chamishas betvilin, v'yasa so chamish totefos harei zechayim. V'hu sheyasa betchil arba batim kilchason, v'yavi chamishi v'yidbak b'chitzon, sh'abes achitzon sh'ena roa es ha'avir, posif. V'chi yivzokin mamre al dover zeh halacha mipi ha'kabbalah. Avol nechaku b'shar mitzvos, kagon b'dover medivrei lulav o tzitzis o shofar, not sure why you put in shofar, but the tzitzis and the lulav, obviously, because of the sugya. Zerum apostle, zerum are kasher. Zerum are yatsa, yechavasa, zerum are lo yatsa. Zerum are tahar, zerum are sheni latuma. There's a potter, minamisa, v'chen kiol, kiyotze bazeh. So the Rambam is a very interesting psak, that only in tefillin do we find this unique type of zakin mamri where you corrupt something from within. The Ravid, fascinatingly, strongly disagrees with this Rambam, and once again promotes Lulav, I mean the minim of Lulav, as an example of Baltosif. Omer Avram says Shibush, Dildras Rab Meir, who the Mina Davishes don't know, Karsa Shigasa Katas, who betfilin Potter, Udas Rab Yehuda, Shuchai betfilin, who adin Lulav, betzitzis, Shatosefes, Posel, Esa Ikar, Shimhosif, Velo Pasal, Afabi Shehavir Osam, Bebaltosif, Kim Shuase Miskayim in Achayiv. Mash Omer Begimara, Belula Vetzitzis Garu of Yomade, Lo Omru Kadela Patra Leem, Elishanin Domos Litzvillin, Limosid Gorea. Shehem Afilu Kodama Tosefes, Lo Hayabahem Toeles, Sharitzichin Kesher Vieged. Basically, the Ravid says that what the Gemara was correcting and distinguishing between tefillin and lulav, let's say, and tzitzis, it was only a linguistic tikkun. It was only a linguistic comment. But really, you could have the zakin mamre, not only in tefillin, but in lulav as well, according to Rabbi Yehuda. And the Ravid himself distinguishes, seemingly, between the iser of baltosif and the circumstances when baltosif is also ma'akev. So if you took the three Ravids together, the Ravid in Chismam and Perik Beis, the Ravid in Chismam and Perik Dalet, the Ravid in Perik Zayin, Duchas Lulav, right? It doesn't provide clarity, but it, in a way it complicates the question a little more. What makes it clear is that at least Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda, there's baltosif according to the Ravid. It sounds like there is baltosif even according to the Rabbanan, perhaps, just not giraon, just not ikuv, and that most of the Ravid's comment, Nuchas Lulav, are either Aliba de Chachamim, even if you're talking about the Tosefes of Minshenu Vimino, or more likely, he's commenting on the fact that the Rambam takes a giant step, a giant leap, and extends the Iser of Baltosif and even the Psul of Baltosif, which probably is limited only to Rabbi Yehuda, according to the Ravid, even to Min Vimino. Indeed, the Ravid then goes on to say that, the following. Obviously, this is up front in his analysis. The Amar Rava, my Talmud Rabbi Yehuda Damar ain oked in the Salulav, Ela Bimino. Gemara says, Alamed Vav Medeis, Kasavar Lulav Tzar Chaged, the Agid Bey, Mina Achrina, Havale Mosif. Mechlal, the Chikotele Besivu Beikra, the Dikla, right, Leka Mosif. Afagav Dika Tvemi Lulav Echad. Koshkin the Rabbanan, Domrein Tzarech Eged, Domrein, I'm quoting that very Gemara in Sanhedrin, Hai L'chudei Kai, Hai L'chudei Kai. So the Ravid is quoting the following Gemara in Sukkah, Lamed Vav Amud Beis, just look at it for a moment, where the Gemara says as follows, Ein Ogdin Salula Vela Bimino, this is number 7 on page 2, Ein Ogdin Salula Vela Bimino, right, the Eged of Alulav can only be done with its within the minim themselves. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that shita Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir Amar Filu Pechut B'Mishicha. Amar Rabbi Meir Ma'isa B'Anche Yerushalayim She'Ogdin Eslovem B'Gimanios Shel Zahav Amar Lo B'Mino Hayogdim Osom B'Lamata. Fine. The Gemara explains Amar Rava Afilu B'Siv Afilu B'Ikra D'Dikla Amar Rava Ma'itam Ed Rabbi Yehuda Kesav Alul Tzarech Eged V'Ma'isa Min Achrine Have chamisha mini. What's the problem with chamisha mini? The pashtus, this is what Rashi and almost all the Rishonim, clearly the Ravid, hold this way as well, that the problem is a problem of baltosif. What does this Gemara say? The Gemara says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that lulav tzarech eged, so you need an eged, if you were to be ma'aged with anything other than the four minim, that would be a problem of Mina Achrina, which they say most Rishonim assume to mean default, we're going to assume that as well, but I will challenge it a little bit later, maybe, that that's Baltosif. So the Ravid says, what do you see from here? That the problem of Baal Tosef is limited to Davar She'eino Mino. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not a problem that you're going to be ma'aged, right, with Oso Amin. I mean, obviously, what you see from this Gemara is that the Eged is a chalos according to Rabbi Yehuda. Right? And therefore the Gemara says, if it's a chalos, it can't be minacher. But the Ravid is saying, but according to the Rambam, if there's a problem of Baal Tosef and a psul Baal Tosef at that, even Ba'oso Amin, right, then there should be a problem, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, Ba'oso Amin, because it's based like having two lulavim, right, or two hadasim, or two, you know, one extra hadas, beyond four hadasim, or three aravos. So you see from there, says the Ravid, that there's no problem with Baal Tosef, Ba'oso Amin. There's not even an Iser. Certainly there's not a Giron. That is the attack against the Rambam. So first of all, just to, you know, be clear about one thing, the question that the Ravid asks, which many of the Rosh HaKelim think is a very strong question, and others think less. Let's only mention two points very quickly. The technical point is that just because you're using the min of a lulav for an eged does not necessarily mean that it's the equivalent of two lulavim. That doesn't mean that it's permissible to be mosiv ba'oso amin. After all, maybe you're using the material in a way that it doesn't qualify as a lulav, you know, to be kosher. In which case, it just doesn't register, you know, as a competition or a, you know, as a factor, you know, in counting minim. That's a technical point that some of the farshim note to neutralize the Ravid's question, and I think that's a very legitimate point. However, I'd like to take it a step further. I think that there's a more profound problem with the Ravid's question, and that is as follows. If you hold like Rabbi Yehuda that lulav tzarech eged, right, then by definition, right, you need not only the four minim, but you need the four minim and you need an eged. And therefore, that is part of the structure, l'chatchila, that's just part of the configuration of netilas dalet minim. So even, for example, if you were to discount what I just said a second ago, in the name of some of the mefarshim, let's assume that the only way you could do an eged is by using, you know, oso amin in a manner that it would qualify. And it wouldn't be considered shalok kederach gidelaso, and it wouldn't be lacking the shiur or the substance. It still wouldn't matter to me. Because that would be the lechatchila, not just lechatchila, that would be the prescribed methodology of netilas lulav in the Torah. That's not a min nosaf. Min nosaf, shaba'osa min, right, is a situation where you have like a certain definition, you have a certain standard, and then you want to add to it for whatever reason. It could be noy, it could be whatever it is. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's just part of netilas lulav, lulav tzarech eged. The eged needs to be, you know, not a min chamishi. So better that it should be from the four minim, but that doesn't constitute, if you want to call that a second lulav, good, but that's in a second lulav, which is part of the original mitzvah. Okay, so that part of it doesn't bother me so much, but the idea that the Rambam came up with something which is very mechudash here, and where did he get it from, and how come he doesn't feel the need to justify it, that does trouble me. After all, the Gemara in Sanhedrin does seem to say that at least when it comes to psul, that is limited to Rabbi Yehuda. And we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. We'll get back to that in a second. Moreover, once you have Rabbi Yehuda, you know, and for the Chachamim say, Hai l'chudei kai, not only is there no evidence that there's psul, There's no evidence that there's even Baal Tosef, frankly. Maybe it's a Chudei Koi L'Chudei Koi, and there's not even an Iser. So at least where does the Rambam get this from? And just to make it clear, not only does the Ravid argue, the Baal Tosef argue, and in a very unselfconscious manner. Right, the Tosas, for example, in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chav Chesed Beis, in a very famous passage, you know, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin speaks about Tkios Nimuma, Tkimus Nimuyushav, where Tkios, the Rishonim all asked there, including Baal Tosas, like, how do you make a takon of extra Tkios? Is Baal Tosef. And Tosin Chav Ches, in Rosh Hashanah, discusses the same problem. Tosas's shita is that whenever you repeat the mitzvah, you do a mitzvah multiple times, even though it's not necessary, that's not Baal Tosef. Baal Tosef is when you change the configuration, right? Not when you repeat the performance. So then Tosas says it there, al atar, that hu adin, the same thing is true in a situation where you just add, you know, minim. You just add to it. So this is what Tosas says in Rosh Hashanah, and I have it here also in Tosas in Sukkah, Lamed Daled Amud Beis. If you look at number 3, Arve Nochal Shtayim, Tosas says, Afilu Nosin Kama Hadasim, V'Kama Ravos Belulav, Ein Zabal Tosif, Afilu Mandam Ritzar Cheged, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, where there's no Ha'ilachu Dekoi, V'Ha'ilachu Dekoi, even within the Eged, you can put as many Ravim and Hadassas, not because of the Rambam's reason of Noi, but Elim Kain Mosif Min Acher, Kedefrishus Besofer Ubezda, referring to Tosis there. Min Bemino, Min Beosa Min, it's like just like repeating the action, also multiplying, right, quantitatively, the number of the Cheftzas. The same thing. It could certainly be Mechalik in either direction, but that's the view of the Baal Tosas. Agos Maimonios on the Rambam quotes this view of the Baal Tosas. Almost all Rishonim who weigh in on this take that view for one reason, in one way or another. Therefore, the Rambam remains difficult. So I'd like to mention two things that the Rav once suggested about this quickly, and then I want to develop a different mahalach. One possibility, Rav suggested, this was something that he strongly reiterated, you know, in the context of Zekeli Van Veyu generally, and the din of Zekeli Van Veyu and the Dalad Minim even more particularly. And that is that maybe the Rambam here holds that even though Lulav ain't Tzarech Eged, and even though the Gemara itself says that, you know, it's a mitzvah, the mitzvah is based on Zekeli Van Veyu, that maybe the Eged is still transformative. In other words, Matinu, there's an interesting discussion, that Zekeli Van Veyu is not just an aesthetic nicety, an add-on, and maybe Kiyum Klali of Zekeli, like Yisno Alefanai B'mitzvos, but maybe it also integrates specifically into its environment, its context, and can in some case constitute a different track, a different way of performing the mitzvah qualitatively. This is a general idea, and I'm adding, even if this were not true generally, it might be true more specifically in the Dalet Minim, where the concept of Hadar and the concept of Ritzui and the connection to Karbanos is so prominent. Because the aesthetic element in Sukkah, and especially in the Dalet Minim, is something which is so clear and prominent, if this proves, I guess I'm not, you know, in some Beis Medrash, you know.
I'll be with you in the Beis Medrash.
That's true. Because of that element, you know, even if that isn't or that is less true in other contexts of Zekeli Van Veyu, it may be true particularly here. Now, the Gemara itself in Sukkah, and in a couple places on Daf Yud Aleph, excuse me, as well as in the sugya in Lulava Gazal and Lamed Gimel. But Plukta Dehani Tanoi, this is number six. The Tanya, Lulav Ben Ogud Ben Ein Ogud Kosher, Rabbi Yudah Mar Ogud Kosher, Shein Ogud Pasel. My Tam Rabbi Yudah, Yolach L'kicha L'kicha Me'agudah Se'ezov, L'kachta Mechem B'yom HaRishon, L'kachta Agudas Ezo, Malalon Aguda, Afkan Aguda, Rabbanon Lesu, Lakicha Lakicha. The Gemara says, Man Tanu Luton Rabbanon, who's the author of the view that Lulav Mitzvah Leogdo, Vimlo Ogdo Kosher, that's like an in between Chita. The Gemara says, Man, I Rab Yuda, Kilogdo my Kosher, I Rabbanon, my Mitzvah Kavim. Says the Gemara, Lolam Rabbanon, who Mitzmishum Zekeli Vanve. This is the Gemara. So the question is, I say in general, the question is Zekeli van Vehu. The Pashtus is just a din klali, and it's an add-on. It's a kiyum in its own right. But here and there we find, I'm not going to give the other evidence, but even the famous discussion, the Beis Halevi and Revelvel, you know, they point out that the Rishonim debate, you know, that Zekeli van Vehu, according to some Rishonim, has to be attached, you know, to the Ikar Maisa Mitzvah. Things like that would strongly indicate that it isn't just a din klali and kind of an add-on, but that it attaches itself to and integrates into, and in some cases even can be qualitatively transformative to the performance of particular mitzvahs, whether it's a mila or a Chanukah or other such things. But with regard to the Dalet Minim, this is particularly compelling because of the role, as I say, that Hadar and Ritsui and all of these things play. And you find it in several contexts. Number one, the Ravid, in his Hasagas al Arif, basically suggests that the debate between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, or the Lulav Tzarech Eged, is really a debate within Zekei Levan Vehu. In other words, that Rabbi Yehuda also thinks that Eged is midin his snar lefan of the mitzvos. He just thinks that this Zekeli van Vehu is makif. I should have put it on the sheet, but I did it. But that's the Ravid in the first parak. The Ravid on Dafid Aleph on the base says that Zekeli is the source for Rabbi Yehuda as well. Of course, this might be the Pshat in Rashi, at least part of the story. Rashi famously in the beginning of Lulav HaGazal and Lulav HaYavesh Pasul. So Rashi famously explains that Lulav HaYavesh is Pasul because of Zekeli Van Vehu. And the Balei Tosfos immediately jump in. Below Kamosha Pirish Makuntris, this is line 9, or Makar 9, on the bottom of page 2. The Siv Zekeli Van Vehu, Dein Van Vehu Lechat Chilav, Lamifsa Bahachi, etc. The question is, what does Rashi really have in mind? I think that there's a reciprocal relationship between these two things, frankly. Maybe if it wasn't for Zekeli van Vehu in general, then there couldn't have been a Psul Hadar in Esrog. Now, if there wasn't a general or universal, this is my suggestion, if there wasn't a universal chalos or regard for the aesthetic quality or component in Kiyume Mitzvos, then it wouldn't, you know, have had the capacity, you know, to be ma'akev in certain particular contexts, you know, either. Or and, that basically Hadar is not just built off the general concept, but is a ikuv of Zekeli in this area where aesthetics, you know, and you know, Shevach and Hoda and Ritsui are so prominent, basically Hadar elevates, you know, Zekeli. So either Zekeli is kind of a linchpin for Hadar, which transcends it not only in effect, but maybe even in nature, right? Or Hadar is just the b'dieved or the ikov or the qualitative Zekeli, if you will. I think it's possible that this is the Rambam Shita as well. This is what the Rav wanted to suggest for this particular Rambam. He wanted to suggest the answer for the Ravid Rava keeps saying, well, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. If we held like Rabbi Yehuda, maybe you could talk about, a problem of Baltosif. You could talk about, the fact that it is posel. But certainly, according to Chachamim, that doesn't seem to work at all. So the Rav thought that this too might be an example of that idea, namely that Rabbi Yehuda is one din. We paskin like the Chachamim, but instead of seeing this as a mitzvah b'yalma, especially a universal mitzvah, maybe it's a zekei livan veyu that is transformative. And there are two ways to pick up the lulav. You can pick up the lulav, as four separate entities. I'm going to get back to this in my own way. Or you can pick it up as one cheftza. And when you do, lulav tzar cheged, you are taking the path of one cheftza. And once you have one cheftza, and in the eged you have tosefes, that is megareya. Again, it doesn't necessarily help you with the problem of how do you know this baltosif ba'oso amin, but at least it'll help you with the psul part of it. I always thought you could perhaps, continue with this line of thinking. I don't know if the Rav brought this raya or not, but if you look at the Rambam in Halacha Ches, the Rambam says, "Kama shir orech kol min mehem, luvim pachas midal tzvachim, v'me'orech kol shu kasher, medidasim mishadu bilvad, hadas oravim pachas migimel tzvachim, imay ruchim kol shein cherim, etc." Then he says, "V'im ogad halulav, tzor shiyea shedro shalulav, yotzim minahadas farava, tefach o yeser." So the Rambam has a chiddush. The Rambam has a chiddush here that doesn't appear in the Gemara, right? And that is that when you are ma'ageh the minim together, the lulav not only has to be objectively a tefach taller than the hadasim and their ravos, right? But it has to be actually a tefach taller than the actual hadasim and aravos. You have to look at a certain interesting parallel in the Sefer HaPardes, so I'm not going to get into that right now. But this is a chiddush of the Rambam. Rabbeinu Manoach Alatar just says, the Rambam didn't mean it. He meant that there are two dinim. Number one, it needs to be taller. It needs to be at least four tvachim. And number two, it needs to be a tefach, bigger than the hadas. Since typically we follow mitzvah and amufchar, so, that kind of captures all of it. But, Hanami, there's no difference between taking it separately and taking it inside the eged. Either way, you'd need that extra din. That's not what the Rambam says. Number one, this doesn't appear in the Gemara. And number two, the Rambam says very explicitly, only in a case where you are ma'age. So if you take the view that the eged is a chalos, and it changes the way that we look at the relationship between the minim, then I think that supports, the idea that that might also explain the psul, that this is all one cheftza. Moreover, just to note, it's interesting that the Rambam does not quote that this is a din of zekei livan veyu here. It's also interesting to note that while the Gemara says mitzvah, the Rambam strengthened it, made it more emphatic, mitzvah min amufkar. And we'll see more in just a minute. I think that there are indications that even though the Rambam, of course, paskins like the Chachamim, the Luvain Tzar Cheged, that he doesn't see the gap between these two, meaning lulav idei eged and lulav b'li eged, as being quite as pronounced as other Rishonim do. In other words, the Rambam's inclination, in my opinion, is that even when you take all the minim separately, right, basically you're taking them as a unit. And I think that's what he's emphasizing very much in his initial formulation of this mitzvah. I'll get back to that. Either way, that's one mahalach. That's a mahalach that is suggesting that at least you can kind of simulate Rabbi Yehuda, right, for the Chachamim, in a case where there is an eged. Of course, this would only work, this din would work only in the context of taking it with the eged. you know, and that's something you have to accept as well. It might raise the question, and that is, well, what about the sugya in Sanhedrin about Zaki Mamre in a case where there is an eged? When the Gemara is mechalek between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, and they say about the Chacham Hailuchudekai, you know, does that apply even in a case where you're ma'aged according to the Chachamim, or is it just the assumption that maybe you don't? That would be an interesting question. Or is it possible that even if there's a chalos, when there's an eged of combining all the minim together, that it's still not quite Rabbi Yehuda? And then maybe for Zakin Mamre, it's not enough that it be garua v'yomed. You want to have at least some sort of a shemetz of a possibility to be able to perceive it as being goreya it in an active way, like you have in tefillin, ironically. Again, the Ravid, in the end, negates the distinction between tefillin and lulav. Maybe the Rambam, Lishitaso, who thinks that there's only tefillin, maybe the Rambam thinks that that's true even for Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe he thinks that the Havamina in Sanhedrin, that maybe lulav could have been like tefillin. That you could say for Rabbi Yehuda, where lulav tzorach again. But for the Chachamim, maybe it's goru of yomed, but it's still not considered to be goreya, because in the end of the day, you can get away without an agate. In other words, what I'm suggesting is that the sugya in Sanhedrin is about zokei mamre in the end of the day, not only about psul, and certainly not at all about iser. And therefore, there would be room, even if you held this shot, to go back to the sugya in Sanhedrin and explain why maybe, you know, this would not be consequential for that sugya, even if the Heichet Timtzi actually was that for the Chachamim you were dealing with a case of Eged. In any case, that's one approach. Second approach is something that I once heard Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal say in the name of the Rav. Didn't hear this directly from the Rav. And that is that maybe the Rambam here is working with an expanded definition of mitzvah baba aveira. Of course, this gets you into a whole other topic. I'm just going to touch on it for a single, you know, minute or two. In other words, that the psul here is based on mitzvah baba aveira. The truth is that the Bali Tosis extremely limit mitzvah baba aveira. The Rishonim, you know, say in their names, you know, not the printed Tosis, but those are in the Peretz and Rash and some of the Chachmei Svarad, that they believe in mitzvah baba aveira only in the context of korban and lulav or maybe shofar, according to the Ritva. That's number one. But number two, Bali Tosis point out on Daf Lamed Hei Amud Aleph against Rabbeinu Chananel that, you know, Esrog Shel Ashera is midin ketute mechtet shiure, not midin mitzvah baba aveira. That's not mitzvah baba aveira. For mitzvah baba aveira, it's not enough to use a cheftza, you know, shall iser to do a mitzvah. But they also circumscribe mitzvah baba aveira on the level of the intersection between the ma'isa mitzvah and the ma'isa aveira. That's the famous tosis in Sukkah, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, which we have here in the Maror Makomos, where Tosis asks the question but doesn't give an answer. Tosis wonders, what about matzah shel tevel? Clearly, matzah shel tevel is not mitzvah baba aveira, and Tosis wants to know, you know, why. Again, I don't want to get into that. But what I do want to point out is that the Rambam, on the other hand, in Pirshim Mishnayos in Sukkah, does accept the idea that Asherah is also mitzvah baba aveira. And the Rambam in Pirshim Mishnayos in Nedarim actually says that matzah shel tevel is mitzvah baba aveira. Okay. My personal view is that that's not his view in Hilchos Chametz HaMatzah. I think we may have spoken about that. I think his connection to Birchas HaMazon there, other things, that's a whole different perspective. But at least in Pirshim Mishnayos, at a certain point, the Rambam was very open to expanding mitzvah baba aveira on chetza level, as well as mitzvah baba aveira on a ma'isa aveira level. So the idea that he also might have been open to a baltosif that is generated you know, only in the context of a mitzvah, you know, again, if you take an extra lulav or an extra esrog, the only thing that's significant about that when you pick them up is the fact that you are doing a mitzvah. Bal Tosef uniquely is an avera that can only take place in the context of tziruf lemitzvahs. So maybe, this is something that the Rav suggested apparently, maybe that's what the Rambam has in mind, that the psul here is generated by the avera of Bal Tosef. And why that wouldn't be the case for other Bal Tosefs is an interesting question. Okay. Either way, it probably has nothing to do with the Sugya in Sanhedrin. As I mentioned before, the Sugya in Sanhedrin is about internally uprooting or undermining, corrupting, you know, a chetzah shel mitzvah, a certain mitzvah. That's a whole different issue. There, the question isn't whether you're goreim psul. The question is whether or not you are basically undercutting, the yesod of tariag mitzvos or the methodology of mitzvos, etc. It's like kiras, you know, divrei Torah. That's the problem of zakin mamre, not the fact that the psak is goreim leikuv or lepsul. So that's a second mahalach. I think it's very speculative, but I think it's interesting. What I'd like to suggest is a third mahalach. This is the one that I mostly believe in. And let me just explain it in the following way. Number one, just to point out, in addition to things that I started with, which is that the Rambam begins lulav by speaking about the minim. He barely formulates a mitzvah of netilas lulav inside Perek Zayin Hilchos Lulav. The netilah is taken for granted in the context of the bracha and in the context of the number of minim, you know, that are taken. But it's much more than that. The first formulation that the Rambam has of this whole din of lulav in Perek Zayin, what is it, Halakha Hey, is arba minim elu mitzvah achas hein, uma'aknin zeh, v'kulan nikraim mitzvahs lulav. Now the Rambam gets us from the sugya in Menachos. The sugya in Menachos speaks about l'kichatama. Gemara says, here this is on page one, number four. The Gemara speaks about Shetei L'kichatama. Tosis quotes, actually. Did I have the Gemara somewhere? Okay. The Gemara there speaks about L'kichatama as the makar that the Dalet Minim are ma'akev each other. And the Gemara says, L'shanu ala she'ein lo, avo yesh lo, right, ein ma'akvin. If he has all Dalet Minim, you know, then they're not ma'akev, whatever that means. So the Rambam is quoting that Gemara. It's interesting that he left out L'kichatama, the makar. Very curious, never mentions it. But what he does, though, that's the first mention of the mitzvah, arba minim elu mitzvah achas. He not only says, not only a mitzvah, not only are they ma'akvin zeh, but he calls it mitzvah achas. That's mechudash. And especially mechudash is the kulon nikroin mitzvahs lulav. That, you know, we're familiar with the language of the Rambam and influenced by it. So we assume that that's a davar pasha. But it's not. If you look, for example, at the Nosei Kalim, they don't have a marker for it. In the Frankel Rambam, they tell you to look at, I think, Mem Amud Aleph and Mem Aleph Amud Beis. You know, when you talk about the bracha that you make on the Dalet Minim, you say, Asher Kedisham Tosu B'Tzivano Al Netilas Lulav. Or the two Mishnayos that talk about Lulav, you know, how many days, you know, Lulav. Meaning when we speak of, you know, the Mishnayos, the Dalet Minim, instead of saying Dalet Minim, we speak of Lulav. That's the best they could come up with. But the first thing the Rambam says about the Dalet Minim is Eder Mitzvah Achas, doesn't say that, and that Kulam Nikroim Mitzvahs Lulav. Then he says, Ein Pokasin Ve'Ein Mosifin Aleihem, That's not the language of the Gemara in Menachos or the Gemara in Sukkah. It's Kishem She'ein Pochasin Kach Ein Mosifin. And that's a Gemara that has a very specific, you know, context. Namely, should you, you know, substitute a parish and a rimon, right, if you don't have other meaning. Ram puts it up front in his initial formulation. The next halach is mitzvah min amuvchar, and that's eged, legot alulav. And then the Ram says, v'lasos shloshton aguda achas, v'kushunot l'mlatzis bahen, mevarech tchila al netilas lulav, which follows, considering what he said earlier, that kulam nikraim lulav, but he has it independently, now it's an application. And he says, hoel v'kulam smuchim lo. All the Nosa Kalim point out that if you look at the Gemara, it's not what the Gemara says. Gemara says, because the lulav is gavoa mikula. That's why you make the bracha al netilas lulav, because it's gavoa. The Gemara says, well, what do you mean gavoa? They say gavoa bimin. Not how you hold them. Gemara thought it's how you hold them, which is fascinating. What was that hava mina? We'll get to the second. But Gemara says, no, it's because it's gavoa. All the Nosa Kalim ask, they say, what happened to Gavoa? What did the Rambam say? Smuchin aleim. So Rabbeinu Manoach and others suggest this is the Rambam's pshat in Gavoa. Who cares about Gavoa? What he really means is, mevarchin al ikar, potrim asatafa. What I would add is, this is the Rambam l'shitaso in a superfluous but critical, given the place and even just objectively, the kulon nikroin lulav. So what is going on here? There's a major, you know, it all comes from the psukim originally, but the exact relationship between the dalet minim is very, you know, complex question. Right, from the very beginning, the pasuk, you're on page one, ukach nebacham b'yom ha-rishon priyei tzadar, kapos tmarim, without a vav, ve'anafei tzavos, ve'arvei nachal, right? So the Gemara already has this discussion, right? This is the source for how many of each, the fact that the three, you know, lulav hadasim and aravos are together and they're in the right hand. All of these are noveya from the psukim, and of course the Rambam codifies them. The Gemara hava mina, that the esrog would be in that one hand too, right? We paskin the esrog would be mean, that the lulav is be mean, the esrog is be small. There's a whole discussion in the poskim. If you put them together in one hand, whether that's ma'akev, some rishonim, some of the chachmei Provence. There's a whole discussion whether you're supposed to hold them together in one hand, even for halal, others. Famous, I think I have it here. You know, the discussion in Shulchan Aruch. A little bit on the mystical side. The Beis Yosef in the name of the Rakanadi, it's on number 14. Tzarech Lachaber. Beis Yosef B'Shem Rakanadi. Sodza Nigolai B'Chalom. Bilal Yontef Echad Shochag Sukkos Niskav. Ach Sein Li. Chosid Echad Ashkenazi. Right, Ra'isi said, Ra'isi B'Chalom. Shekosev B'Shem Yudke Vavke. Marchi Kahei. Minagim Alosios. Right, you know, all these people, you know, who, yeah, it's good, you know, they have to have a special Hoshanas because they use their sitter, you know, they'll, you know, and then they drop their lovim and their midim. It's like, I think it's very exciting. I guess this year is not as much of that, unfortunately. We look forward to the excitement, you know, in upcoming years. But it all comes from these makoros. What are these makoros really all about? And of course, you have the famous debate, you know, between the Bahag and Rabbeinu Tam, which you have here, the Tosas, on the Tlikichatama. This is Mokar number 4. Pirush Balachos Gedolos, when the Gemara says that Kishiyeshla lo, Ein Ma'akvin, Ein Ma'akvin, Lo Tema Adem Magbele Bahadi Adadi, Ali Magbe Kol Chad Vechad Lechudei Shaper Dami, Kaimel and Lulav Ein Tzorech Ege. Pahab said that even if you pick up each one separately, right, one after the other, not even B'dasachas, that that would also qualify. And the Rebbeinu Tam disagrees, even though Lulav Ein Tzorech Ege, B'divrei Tema, Dekimi the Kulo Mitzvah Achas, Eich Yoilu B'zeach Arzeh. Rabbeinu Tam Higia B'Sifro, right, Lo Shana Dem Akvim Yishim Tama Ela She'im Lo, Ava Yesh Lo Tama, Ava Bi, Shalo Chibro B'Egdo, K'namina. Rabbi Yudah Darsh Lekicha, Lo Hava Tama El Kim Egdo. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, you either need Eged or you have to pick it up the Vatsachas. According to the Baha'i, you can pick it up separately. What are all these issues all about? And let's say, you know, let's say you do pick them up separately. Do you make separate brachos? Very interesting questions. Right? The Rabbeinu Simcha in the Arzarua talks about, you know, if soch, you're not allowed to ever interrupt between the Maisa Mitzvah, between the bracha and the Maisa Mitzvah. If you do the initial Maisa Mitzvah, then you have to do more, you know, that's fine. So let's say you were soch, you know, between picking up, you picked up the lulav, but according to the Bahag, you didn't pick up the esrog. So you have to make a new bracha, according to those Rishonim. There's a debate, what bracha do you make? You make a al hadas, or a hal netilas esrog? Or do you still say al netilas lulav? That's a fascinating argument. The truth is that the Rambam rewrites the Bahag, and the Ramban didn't like it. When the Rambam quotes this halacha, and that's the first halacha that he quotes after describing the minim, arba minim elu mitzvas achasen, u'ma'akvin zeh, u'kum nikroim mitzvas lulav, which I've suggested are charged phrases and chidushim, vein poksin vein mosifin, vein menor tzecham ein mevim tachta min achar adome. Then later on, he says, in halakha, where is it? One second. When he quotes the din of the Bahag, he says that the only, there, in the bottom of halakha vav, vimlo agda menot l'nechad echad, yatsa, v'hushiyu arbasan mitzuyin etzlo. Avalamohi ela min echad, There's another Kiddush of the Rambam within the Bahag. Bahag didn't say that. The Bahag said, you have to take all four of them. They don't have to be all four present when you take the first one. So some of the Nosa Kelim say, yeah, because otherwise it's a chashash, bracha levatala. But Bepashtus, even within the Bahag, this is what I was referring to before, the Rambam isn't going as far as Rabbeinu Tam in his reading of the Gemara Menachos, but within the worldview of the Bahag, he's going as close as possible. He's closing the gap between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. The whole question, the steer between the Rambam Menachos Brachos and Lulav, I'm not going to go into that right now, that the Narsa Kalim speak of. How do you do Overlasi Yasan in Lulav? Exactly. And what is the Bracha? Right? Is it al netilas lulav or litalas alulav? All sorts of Torah is said about the discrepancy between the Rambam writes Nuchas Brachos. Some people say, oh, maybe it depends whether, you know, beg and not beg, things of that sort. But what constitutes overlas yasan in particular, especially when you are doing the Bahag? And even if not, can you pick up the minim separately? Or as you know, we do shalok derech gidei lasan. These are all interesting questions. Rav Daniel Abavli asked Rav Avraham ben Rambam, you know, typically, you know, why didn't your father count four minim, you know, and according to the Bahag, you can take them separately. We don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, and we don't even think like Rabbeinu Tam that you need to pick them up at one time. Why didn't your father count four mitzvahs? Not the most difficult question. But what I would say is that in this particular case, he totally missed the Rambam. The first thing that the Rambam says gratuitously is these four minim mitzvah achasein, the kulon nikrayin lulav. And the bracha that you make is on tilas lulav, not just because it's gavoa, but because smuchim, it's a din of ikar and tafel. Meaning these are four, but they're really one. They're integrated. And that's why the Rambam says, b'di'eved, if you take them all, b'yamin, all b'smol, it'll all work. But the preference is, you know, for the three b'yad yamin and the other one, b'yad smol. So let me add the following. The Magid Mishnah throws out the possibility that maybe what the Rambam says, you know, is opposite of what everybody thinks. As the Ravid is challenging the Rambam and Bal Tosif and saying, even min shaloba mino, maybe there's a ma'akev, right? Maybe there's not even an isur because ha'ilchu dekoy v'ha'ilchu dekoy. In the end of the day, you know, if you don't have paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, like where's the Bal Tosif? Says the Magid Mishnah, maybe Bal Tosif is actually worse in min b'mino than in min shein b'mino. And that generated a whole discussion. What I like to say is that it's fascinating that the Rambam doesn't ever quote Bal Tosif and Bal Tigra here. The Rambam knows how to quote Bal Tosif and Bal Tigra. In Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, he quotes it. In the Hakdama, you know, the Psicha, I should say, you know, to the Minyan Mitzvos HaKatzar, he quotes it. In Hilchos Mamrim, he quotes it. Rambam knew how to quote Bal Tosif when he wanted to. In Hilchos Tvila, when he talked on Tzias Kapayim, talks about being over al Bal Tosif. In Sefer Mitzvos, he talks about, you know, Nitanim Martana Achas, Nitanim Ba'arba Matonos. If you mix up the kosos of Karbonos, he talks about Bal Tosif. It's interesting that he doesn't talk about the Bal Tosif at all in Hilchos Lulav. Even when he says, ein pochasin, you know, ve'im mosifin, and he's talking about parish for remote, even there he doesn't mention Bal Tosif. It's hard to know what to make of that. But particularly when he's mechadesh, this idea about min b'mino, he doesn't ever mention Bal Tosif. Again, all the Nosei Kelim, beginning with the Ravid, I mean, and everybody else, They're all talking about Bal Tosif. But the fact is, and in the Gemara, when the Gemara speaks about, you know, the Min Shalom Amino, the Rashi is always talking about Bal Tosif. Tosis is talking about Bal Tosif. The Ram never says it. Is it possible that he really holds that if you don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda, and you hold Ha'ilchu Dekoy v'Ha'ilchu Dekoy, even according to his more liberal view, that there's no Bal Tosif, or at least with regard to Psul? So then what is there? You get like a tremendous irony. On the one hand, the Rambam seems to be playing down, never quoting Bal Tosif, even in Min Shaloba Mino in this context. I'm not sure he doesn't believe in that, but I think he doesn't think that it's Ma'akev. Maybe it's an Isser. Doesn't even say that. On the other hand, he came up with this enormously controversial psak that even Oso Amin is like, if it's not Flanoi, that it's Posel. And he doesn't even feel the need to quote a marker for it. But I think that the answer is simple, if it's true. That's always a problem. And that is, that what the Rambam is really saying is, going back to his entire presentation, the Chiddush of Netilas Lulav is in the interplay between the different components, the different heftzas. That's why he starts off Hilchos Lulav. What's Kapos tomorrow? What's Anafei Tzavos? What's Priei Tzadar? What's Arvei Nachal? That's why he never, of course, the Netilah is the way of putting these things together. But the first thing that he ever tells us about them is not the Netilah, It's that all the cheftzas are components of a single mitzvah. They're mitzvah achas, the kulon nikraim lulav. That's why, right? It's not, there's no goreya, it's not kamo shehu goreya, right? Kach, kamo shein gorin, kach mas ein mosifin. You know, that's the language of the Gemara. That's not the point of the Rambam. For the Rambam, it's not, there's no kol shekain, or there's no equation. What the Rambam is saying is, the Torah defined these meaning. It also, we paskin like Rabbi Shmuel, told us how many of them we're supposed to take. The mitzvah is to maintain the configuration precisely, because it's the interplay between them. And the mitzvah min amufchar, not just the mitzvah, not just, it is a keli vanveyu, but it's a zekeli vanveyu. That's why I say it's overlapping. I agree with what the Rav said. I just think that there's more to it. Even min bemino, right? We'll get to it in a moment, but it's a good achas. Even if you hold like the Bahag, they have to be mitzuyin etzlo, because it's still nikra al shmo. I suspect that for the Rambam, you know, if the Rambam believed in Rabbeinu Simcha, I'm not sure he would even allow that, go that far. Maybe he'd have to start all over again if you were Sach. Or maybe Sach wouldn't matter, because once you took one of the Minim, it would be considered, you know, sufficient. Mimanashach. You would either, you know, have already begun the mitzvah sufficiently and just be in, you know, in the concluding stage, or you wouldn't have begun at all, you know, and you'd have to start from page one, from number one. That's my suspicion. Could be wrong. For the same reason that it didn't seem to be that slow. Why? Because it's nikra, it's chad. It's four that are one. So that's why, and that's why when you have them together, you know, the sizes also matter, because it's their interrelationship. You know, that's part of the story. In a way, min bemino, I agree with the Magen Mishnah, but not as a general din in Bal Tosef. The min bemino is worse than min sheina bemino, because you are playing around delicately. Everybody knows that a parish and a rimon and you know, that these are not, you know, it doesn't matter what people know. I mean, they're not. They don't register. But when you play with the precise calibration of the Dalet Minim as one mitzvah achas v'kula nikroim lulav, after you've described the cheftzas, and the tefillah is just a way of bringing them together, when you do that, then you've destroyed the whole perfect concoction. I think he doesn't quote Bal Tosef because it has nothing to do with Bal Tosef. I'm not sure about the Eino Minos, but the Oso Amin is not Bal Tosef. Where's the Makar? He doesn't even quote Lekichatama, because it's just part of the Hagdara of what the Psukim say. Ulekachtem lechem b'yom arishon pri etzadar kapos tamarim ve'anaf etzavos ve'arve nachal v'smachtem. Meaning, it's just part of the Hagdara of what this mitzvah, in fact, accomplishes. And of course, this goes to, I'm going to stop here because it's late already, but there's so much more to talk about. You know, there's so much, you know, written about the symbol, you know, on a Hashkafic level, on a Jewish level, you know, of, you know, Yasa Kula Maguda Achas, you know, Lasas Ritzoncha, Belev of Shalem, you know, about the Aguda, you know, of the Dalet Minim and what they represent. I'm not here to darshan the numbers up, but unquestionably the numbers are part of that perfect formula as well. Of course, it puts more pressure on why it is that Noi, you know, would allow for Hadassim. You just don't view it as, you know, you don't view it as 20 Hadassim. You know, you view it as, you know, the beautification of the three Hadassim. You have to say something like that. I think it's Mechudash, but, and maybe because aesthetics and Noi, anyways, is so much part of the story of the Dalet Minim, you know, that can that can work. Maybe it can only work because of that. I'm not sure. But either way, I put some marmakomos here about Rabbeinu Bakai, some midrashim. The idea is, you know, that you go from, in a way, you know, this entire period of time from Rosh Hashanah, where you have multiple expressions, you know, maybe the most complex, you know, day or long day, Yom HaRichta, you know, of the year. Malchus, Achronos, and Shofars, and Tekiah, and Shmiah, and all these, each one of those, you know, is understood in certain Yom Teruah and Zichron Teruah. And then you have the Seder Yom HaKippurim, which is so precise. And, you know, which, you know, is a spectator, seems like it's a spectator event, you know, but where the Kohen Gadol has to do everything in exactly the right measure. And then you have B'chodesh HaShvi Azev, same Azev, you have Chag HaSukkos, where you have the Sukkah, which is, you know, broad, the one of the broadest mitzvahs that you can have. Teshvu Kein Taduru, you know, and the range of, I was trying to point out, the kulas and chumras, you know, in Sukkah are probably greater than any other institution in Halacha, because it very much depends on how you personally, you know, relate to places and relate to the Sukkah. So the flexibility in Sukkah in terms of, you know, when you make a bracha and what you do there, and, you know, the parameters of obligation, the personal aspects of it are shocking in a way, you know, but they're a looser way, you know, for individuals, you know, to Teishu Kein Taduru, to experience the Hashgacha of the Rabbanu Shalom. And that is kind of counterbalanced by the other Parsha in Sukkot, L'kachtem Lachem, which is a Ritzui again, and it's a Korban. You know, it's Ad, you know, Karnos HaMizbeach, Yisru Chag Avosim Ad Karnos HaMizbeach. You know, it's, you know, Lulav B'Igudo and Hadas Ba'Avoso. Actually, there's an interesting comment of the Netziv. The Netziv on Mem Hayam Aleph in Sukkah says that expression is the makar for the Rambam, that the Rambam says in a tshuva that, you know, he has makar for hadasim, that you can have multiple hadasim. So that's what that gemara means. Either way, that gemara is one of the gemaras, along with many other pieces of evidence, that lulav is a kind of a korban, a very remarkable idea. But for that reason, it requires, you know, precision. And it is in the aftermath, certainly, of Yom Kippur, according to the Medrash, a way of expanding, you know, but doing so with standards and rigor, right? Who in Klal Yisrael and how the different components, you know, are supposed to interact with each other. And therefore the din of Netilas Lulav begins by identifying the components, very much like Sukkah, but for a different reason. And the Netila, you know, is kind of Mida'ag Be Nafak Be. You know, it's not the Netila, but we do finally do a Netila, according to the Rambam. You know, it's integrated with the Nanuim, you know, that we say in Hallel. The Rav used to say that, you know, Rav Chaim was makbid not to be mafsik from the bracha. Number one, he was makbid, to say the bracha on the lulav in advance of Hallel. And number two, despite, you know, could other factors like Zrizin or integrating the lulav in the sukkah, you know, which are other views, but also not to be mafsik from the birchas lulav till the end of Hallel. So the netila ends up being connected to the nanuim, which again are an expression of Ritzui and Shevach, you know, and Hodah. And the Tosefta says about Halal also that it has a very precise structure that you're not supposed to deviate from. You know, it's, you know, the details and their interaction are important. So that is what the Lulav is. And that's how the Rambam begins. And therefore he describes what they are. Then he tells you, you know, they're makiv each other and the mitzvah achas, and they're nikroim al shem lulav, right? And therefore Tosefos and Geruah, you know, equally are problematic. And then he goes on to speak about mitzvah min hamufchar without mentioning Zakeli, and speaking about his revision of the Bahag. And from there comes the even bigger chiddush, and that is that the numbers, again, in the assumed netila, reflect like a very strict, disciplined approach to this mitzvah. It's an integrated mitzvah. The moving parts have to be holistically, you know, perfectly calibrated with each other. Had it been separate mitzvahs, so, you know, you'd have your regular dinner baltosef. This is not baltosef. It's mosif, it's goreya, but it's not baltosef. Maybe the Ram would hold typically, you wouldn't, unless you had something like this, or something parallel to this. This has nothing to do with Zakim Ram. Why didn't this show up, you know, when they were looking in Sanhedrin, you know, for a candidate, you know, for this kind of Zakim Mamre together with Tfilin? That's who you could ask that question. There's nothing to do with Zakim Mamre. There's nothing to do with being Makalka the mitzvah. This is part of the Hagdara of the mitzvah, Lechatchila, right? Just like you need an esrog, you need one esrog. And just like, you know, you need a lulav, you need one lulav. You know, to be mosif, if it's not that you're Makalkal it, you're undermining it. What you're doing is it's not the precise, you know, calibrated mitzvah as is. So, of course, in light of the various perspectives on symbolism, which I'm not going to go into, but Ben Bakai has very beautiful in the Karakemach and in his Perusha and Emor. And of course, all the Mefarshim weigh in on what they think, you know, the Minim represent. But at the end of the day, that integration, and especially the interaction and the precision that it requires, is what the Rambam, I think, is projecting. And that's one of the special, singular aspects of this particular mitzvah. And the combination of Lulav and Sukkah makes the holiday Chag, Stam Chag, and the apex of Simcha. And Torah, that, of course, you know, we say this in Tefillah and in Berachas HaMazon, other things as well. You know, Zman Simchaseinu. And of course, the Rambam chooses the end of Hilchos Lulav to speak about Simchas Mitzvah more generally, speak about Simcha Yisera of Chag HaSukkos, but also to speak more generally about the concept of Simchas Mitzvah. And we can understand why. That requires both flexibility of Sukkah and the precision of Lulav, the expansiveness of Lulav, but done in a disciplined way, you know, which makes it not just a, anybody come, anybody do, you know, but that effectively harnesses the, you know, unique strengths of each component, you know, in the right way, you know, and in a harmonious way. So I want to show everybody a Mo'adim L'Simcha, and we should continue to enjoy the rest of the holiday. Again, we look forward to maybe doing this live one time, or live plus Zoom at the right time, you know, with the right, you know, health safety guidelines. And in the meantime, everybody should stay safe, but enjoy the Yontif with your families. And really, it's been a pleasure. I'm going to stay on if anybody just wants to say hello or has any comments. I can thank my host, Kana.
Can this count as being makel pnei rabo? We went through the sugya when we learned sukkah years ago in yeshiva, and